one set of goalposts completely missing, they'd be ones that would be used by sort of 8 to 10 year olds when they're playing wee matches. And I sort of searched around the place because a lot of bushes and stuff. And you're right beside the sea there, so I thought maybe they were thrown under the water. And so other than that, like somebody is taking them. There's other ones then that are used by under 12s and 14s, especially the girls, and they're usually put out in the 18-yard box for matches, no girls matches at underage. They're broke. They broke the aluminium pipe in them, so I don't know if it's fixable or whether they'll have to get a new set. And then the clubhouse itself is just a porta cabin down there with changing rooms on it, and looks to me as if it was some kind of blunt instrument, like a metal bar or something that they shoved into it in a couple of places, like, you know.
Right.
So we had the same problem last year. There was somebody broke on the doors of the place. And the thing is that all pitches are closed anyway. You know, we're not supposed to be training or playing football. Like, it's just regrettable that, you know, as I say, there's people use that place for personal training. By the way, somebody just comes home from work and they go down for a jog around the pitch or whatever, and like, we're going to have to come to the decision now that nobody can be in there, because you can't sort of make rules for one, rules for another sort of thing. Every football club, not just ours, is voluntary, and there's people who give up their time, and it's very hard to get people involved. And then, as you say, it's very disheartening.